Ezekiel Elliott, and he's got an opening. Elliott, off to the races. Can they catch him? No, they can't. Touchdown.
The tie, a three, a win. It's Sylvester for three. Oh! Oh! With 5.1 to go.
Here's Fields with time in the end zone.
A single season record of 14 set by Vernon Golston in 2000.
8 seconds to go. Kraft with Paolo defending. Now a switch off. He's got Niang on him with three. He better hurry. Puts up the shot. And he hits it with 0.2 seconds to go. Wow.
Inbounds Turner, left side of the backboard. Turner across the timeline, throws it from high on the right.
He hit it, Evan Turner. He hit it just inside of half court.
They go for the ball game. Touchdown, Michael Jenkins on 4th and 1. Would you believe it? Greg Krenzel strikes with 1.5 minutes left. Holy Buckeye.
This is the Bunch of Nuts podcast featuring Dan Smith and Big Cass. Let's get nutty.
Welcome back to another episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast. And you know what? We normally don't drink during these episodes, but you know what? This is a special occasion. It's an exception. We should be previewing Illinois right now and, you know, Rutgers and all the crappy Big Ten teams that Ohio State were supposed to play.
Screw that. We should be preparing for Bowling Green.
Yeah, we should be. We should be playing Bowling Oregon and Bowling Green, we should be talking about, and Buffalo. I've honestly forgotten because the schedule has changed about 30 times, and I don't even know what's going on now. And it is just – I'm done. I'm done with the Big Ten. Justin Fields is never going to play Ohio State again. And it's just screw this year. I'm done. I'm mad. I have no words.
The only thing that I have hope right now – is the Columbus Blue Jackets taking home the cup. If the Columbus Blue Jackets can somehow come and bring the cup to Columbus, it'd make it a little bit better. A little bit better.
It would be. But the way it's going, Corpusalo, you know, breaks the NHL record for most saves in a Stanley Cup playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
And they still lose. They still lose.
Congratulations. You had 85 saves, the best in hockey history. Oh, and Seth Jones, most ice time in hockey history. Oh, but you're going to lose?
But I'm
proud of the way they came out today.
I am proud of the Blue Jackets. I'm proud of the way Ryan Day – shout out Ryan Day. I think he has handled this probably the best out of anyone. Just the way, you know, he's been handling it with the kids and his leadership. And you could tell in all the interviews he's doing, I don't know if he even had the university's backing because we know Gene Smith kind of was – say what you want about Gene Smith. I was defending him on Twitter. But and I know it's a bigger game because you got, you know, there's – political factors at play. You got to play the PC game. There's a new president, new Big Ten commissioner. So I'll let Gene Smith slide there, but shout out Ryan Day because in every interview he did, whether it was ESPN or with Clay Hall, he was just, you know, he was clearly trying to push, you know, try to push the pendulum so Ohio State could play in the fall somehow, it looked like. But I mean, that's just, no one was helping him.
I think this whole thing, like we put on Twitter about Gene Smith, I think gotta hand it to Gene Smith and Christina Davis, the new president, because they were one of the four schools that voted not to cancel in the Big Ten. And my whole thing is, why should schools like Indiana, Rutgers, Illinois, and Maryland dictate on why Ohio State, Nebraska, Penn State, that team up north, should not be allowed to play? Or in Iowa.
And the thing is, too, a school – Rutgers is kind of the reason why the Big Ten is in this situation. Like in Indiana, too. They're the teams where all their players are popping for COVID left and right. Ohio State, that team up north, Penn State, they're following the protocols. They want to play.
Nebraska.
They were doing that. Nebraska, too. I mean, no one's getting COVID in Nebraska. I'm sorry. If you even look at the charts, there's no one in the like in the whole central of the U.S. and gets COVID.
What tops it all off, too, is I lost my second job today. My second job is to broadcast a color analyst for Columbus City League football. Guess what? I lost it today because the only league in Central Ohio that did not have a single COVID test positive canceled today. The only league.
And how can you tell me, and that brings up a great point, Cass. How can you tell me that there's just so – I'm not even talking about the Big 12, the ACC, the SEC still playing. That's a whole different animal. It's the fact that some leagues in Ohio, some high school leagues are going to play or not. University of Cincinnati's playing, but Ohio State can't play?
The only school in Ohio is playing is Cincinnati.
You're telling me that – and Lily, I hope UC gets to play. Like, I really hope – because I'll cheer for them. I hope somehow they have the college football playoff and UC sneaks in as, like, the four seed and wins it all. That would be hilarious. But it's just – this whole situation makes no sense to me. It is – I am screaming right now. I am so furious of just the leadership, the lack of common sense. And I'm saying this as I am pretty sure I got COVID this week because I got sick on vacation. And you know what? I've had the swine flu. I'll come out and say it. The swine flu was way times worse, all right? Swine flu, that was a trap game. COVID, I'm fine. I'll say, like, the COVID, I've already beaten it. I've had it for, like, a week. I had some aches. It's all right. I beat COVID. So, you know, at this point, I'm like, my body's like, I want Bama. Let's bring on heart disease. Let's bring on cancer. Like, let's bring on the big boys because we beat COVID. I haven't got tested, but, like, I am just so mad right now because I've got COVID, I'm pretty sure, and it's not that bad. And these guys are Division I athletes, way better in shape than I. And I have asthma, and I'm okay. And I think they should have played. But it is what it is.
What pisses me off the most, and excuse my language, is what Buckeye fans, Buckeye Nation, Ryan Day and his players got robbed of. And I don't care. I have some friends. And the Penn State play, oh, this could have been the greatest Penn State team ever. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. You know what? We got robbed. A ninth national championship. We got robbed a fourth straight Big Ten championship. We got robbed a eighth Heisman Trophy winner. We got robbed the coach of the year. I don't care what anybody says. This was the team of destiny. This was the team that was going to take down Clemson in the national championship game.
It was the redeem team. It was the redeem team. And it's just like I understand – I can see why Penn State fans would be upset because they were going to have a very good team. Micah Parsons going to be probably a top five pick, I would say.
I would beg to differ on the greatest team because that 94 Penn State undefeated team, Kajana Carter, Kerry Collins, just the list goes on and on. This was not good. To me, the only player, if we were playing Penn State this year, if we were playing and playing Penn State, the only player I was worried about on Penn State's team was number 11. And the thing is we got robbed of the two best players in college football at their position going one-on-one.
You're absolutely right. And what just bothers me is once again, and maybe I'm just seeing it this way because – we're Ohio State fans, but why does it feel like every year Ohio State gets screwed in the dumbest way possible? And I'm not even like, this is dating back to like the trestle from the tattoo gate. And then in August from a couple years later, not even the tattoo gate, trestle gets fired. Then Urban comes in, we go undefeated. We can't even play in a bowl game or a national championship because of that. The year after that, Braxton Miller blows out his shoulder in preseason, and then we have the Zach Smith saga in August. And the one season where we're like, okay, I think we're set up good. You know, I'm feeling good about this. I think Ryan Day's running a clean program. COVID hits. COVID.
This dates back all the way to 98, where we're undefeated against Nick Saban-led Michigan State, and Michigan State beats us. We could have been the very first BCS national champions. The only year that everything completely went right, and it not everything went completely with, you know, everything that went completely our way was in 2002, the national championship.
And even then, we shoot ourselves in the foot and kick Maurice Claret off the team the next season.
Yeah.
Like, can we just not shoot ourselves in the foot, Ohio State? That's all we have to do. We have the talent. It's fine if we lose to, like, Michigan State in, like, a Big Ten title game. I can live with that. I cannot live with us just, like, shooting ourselves in the foot over the dumbest stuff these days.
And
it's always something. And this year, it's COVID.
And what sucks, too, is if you think about it, as much as you and I love JT Barrett, we love JT Barrett. We got 4 years of him, 0 years of Joe Burrow, 1 year of Dwayne Haskins, 1 year of Justin Fields.
That's actually a pretty good tweet. I might tweet that out. That's just, oh my, that makes me sick. And it's not that's not a slight against JT Barrett.
No,
that's
not at all.
Like, that's just like, what are we doing? Like, how does that happen? Like, that should be a 30 for 30. How that happened. Like,
here's the thing.
We got 2 years of Braxton Miller too. Like, we only got 2 years of him starting.
Yeah.
Like, crazy.
The Big Ten's leadership dates back to the 10-10 tie. Back in 1973, Ohio State, Michigan. Ohio State gets sent to the Rose Bowl, loses. And honestly, I hate to say this, Michigan probably should have deserved to get there. You know what I mean? But the lack of leadership in this conference since then is awful. Like, and here's the thing, the stupid Kevin Warren guy, your son plays for Mississippi State. You're going to sit there and say that your conference can't play football, but you're going to allow your son to play football at Mississippi State?
It's ridiculous. And it's what bothers me too is it's not this time. It's not just this time. This time, out of any of the times I thought Ohio State had a right, they should have made a stink. But, like, we go back. Think about this. Remember when 2018, we get snubbed out of the playoff because the whole Urban fiasco would say, yeah, the loss to Purdue. But it's like, no one came out and vouched. Gene Smith didn't, like, come out and vouch or anything. Like, he could have said something even the year before that. He's on the committee. I know you got to recuse yourself, but, like, when they're putting a non-conference champion, Bama, in over Ohio State, no one makes a stink about that. It's just like Ohio State can flex their muscle. They have every right to. They're a big-time program. They make so much money for the conference, for the NCAA. They fill the stands. They're not the same thing as Rutgers, Illinois. They're Ohio State. They're a brand. They're basically a professional sports franchise doubling as a college institution. But it's the fact that, you know, they refuse to flex their muscle and go the PC route every time. It just makes me roll my eyes. It's just like, out of any of the times that they could have done it, this would have been the year. So I don't think they're ever going to do it. And it's just like,
no.
They're better than all these other teams. They are. It's okay to say that. Like, it's so frustrating.
And here's the thing. And this could go out to every conference. If you have a certain amount of schools in your conference that are doing the right thing, that I lay down the right protocols, and this just doesn't go down on the Big Ten. As much as I want to blame the Big Ten Conference, I want to blame the NCAA more. You had 5 months since you canceled NCAA March Madness. You had 5 months to prepare and make protocols. And what'd you do? You came up with some BS plan on how a player should not be able to get player likeness plan.
And it's like, it's frustrating because we all gave up March Madness. Another thing, Ohio State. Ohio State was primed for that too. Let's not forget. Ohio State was surging at the time. They were probably going to be a 4 or 5 seed, I think. They're looking great for a Final Four run, and boop, there goes the season. So we're like, okay, no problem. We'll social distance. We'll quarantine.
Wear our masks.
Wore my mask. Still wear my mask.
Yep, and still have to.
It hasn't changed. Nothing has changed other than the fact I got a $1,200 check just for basically my sanity. It's just I got a check from the government said, oh, here, Dan, here's $1,200 because all your favorite sports teams are gone. Like, it's just
What's crazy is, like, non-sports fans, like, will sit there and say, like, I don't understand why people were going fiasco. Everybody else has lost things. Let me get this straight. For someone like me who's been around Ohio State football for 30 years, I'm 32 years old. I remember Ohio State football since I was like 2 or 3 years old. It got taken away from me. I'm pissed off. The next day when they officially announced it, I wasn't as pissed because I knew it was going to come. I knew. But the more and more I keep thinking about it, and then high school football goes away. It hurts inside. Like, I asked my wife, I was like, what am I going to do this fall? Like, what? My mom's boyfriend said, hey, there, you know, the football's not coming. Do you want to, like, to do some hunting? Yeah, you know what? I'll take my frustrations out on a deer or something. I mean, but all in all, here's the thing. People keep saying the ACC, the AAC, the Big 12, and the SEC are going to play. It's not going to happen. Today, Mark Emmert canceled all championships games. Conveniently, not the college football playoff. So this brings me up, this is non-Buckeye related. How is this fair to maybe like the South Carolina soccer team goes all the way to the national championship in, you know, soccer? Oh, wait, you can't play for it. But yet, Alabama, Clemson, Auburn, and who's in Oklahoma are in the Final Four. And they can play for a national title.
And what I hate about this is just like, there's like 30 or 40 teams to pick from, and we all know it's going to be Bama, Clemson,
some other SEC team,
Oklahoma, and then just it's going to be, yeah, Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and either Georgia, Florida, or LSU. Maybe Texas if they overthrow.
Or maybe – I don't think LSU is going to be that good. But here's the thing. College football, give it a couple weeks, there won't be college football. And this goes to my next thought. Buckeye fans, calm down. This notation that Ohio State's going to lose recruits, they're not going to be a powerhouse anymore.
That's, yeah.
Bullshit. Excuse my language. Yeah. Bullshit. You're not a true Buckeye fan if you think that. Ryan Day is not going to the NFL because if you – watched his press conference, he stopped Lori Schmidt in the middle of a conversation and said, please don't say that word. It's the team up north. We're going to continue the recruits. Honestly, while those teams are probably playing, if I'm Ryan Day in Ohio State, recruiting. I'm recruiting my ass off.
Well, Ryan Day, you can already see he's trying to take advantage of that. He's trying to really pivot, trying to get recruits. Because if there is a spring league, and that's a big if the way this whole thing is gone, I would love to see a spring league, but Ryan Day's trying to get, you know, the new recruits in who basically they can play in the spring, in the fall he's pushing for, and it only counts as 1 year of eligibility. So it's basically your freshman season is the spring and the fall, which would be a huge recruiting pitch to some of these guys coming if they're early enrollees. So
right. If he pulls that Anderson. Off. Evan Pryor.
I saw today Evan Pryor is going to be early enrolling. So he's going to, I mean, if there's a spring league, we would have now Evan Pryor. which
and Travion Henderson.
Yeah, which is going to be awesome. So, yeah, we're going to probably never see Justin Fields and Sean Wade ever again in Ohio State uniform, but at least we have the 2 5-star guys coming in the spring, which would be
my question is
decent,
now,
I guess.
My question is now, Trey Sermon came to Ohio State to better his draft stock. Does he suit up for the Scarlet and Gray next year? I think the NCAA is going – he has to.
He's not – his draft stock, because you look at him, he came –
He's probably a fourth rounder.
I think he was coming off an injury too. Mm-hmm. And his production wasn't insane at Oklahoma. It wasn't – it was good his like first year, and then it kind of fell off. Yeah, I think he definitely needs to play.
So 11 Warriors came out today at the beginning of the day and said that Ryan Day is pushing, makes a pitch for players rather than leave early for the NFL draft or transfer to stay at Ohio State, possibly play in the spring. Here's the case. Sean Wade's dad already said that Sean's not going to play. Here's the thing. There's 4 players that are first round draft picks right now before the even season starts. That is Justin Fields, who is, I think, ranked number four overall. Sean Wade, who's in the top 20. Chris Olave, who's probably the 3rd best wide receiver in this class, 3rd or 4th. And Wyatt Davis, who's the best interior offensive lineman. And honestly, if any of those 4 would happen to stay, it would probably be Chris Olave.
Yeah.
Just because he could probably end up being the best wide receiver. But – or Justin, then the next one would be Justin Fields, because his draft stock's already going to be there. But
here's my theory: he's
a team first guy. He loves his teammates. And this notation, I heard somebody made his comment said he should transfer to LSU. For what? Why would he transfer to LSU?
Too late.
A month away from the season to learn a new playbook. No, he's going to stay at Ohio State, work out in the Woody, and. If I'm Ohio State, I continue to work out as a team at the Woody.
Here's my kind of crazy thought process. Now, this is wild. Now, this is – I'd say there's probably a 1% chance of this happening. What if Justin Fields says, you know what, screw it. This is a terrible season. I'm going to stay for the fall next year, because think about it. Trevor Lawrence is going to be gone. He'd be the surefire number one pick. You stay, get to play for a national championship in the fall. It's not going to happen, but no, I'm just saying it's a crazy thing to think, though, because he would be the top quarterback.
And who's to say people are like, well, Justin Fields only had 1 year. Sam Howell might be a little bit more polished than Justin Fields. People, you know, honestly, NFL experts would say that because they're dumb.
Yeah, they would. No, you're absolutely right. Like, they'd be like, it's like the Mitch Trubisky versus the Sean Watson. It's just like, it's like, what? Like, obviously, Deshaun Watson's a better quarterback. Every guy who watched college football would have said that. But then,
I mean, look,
scouts are dumb.
It honestly reminds me of, okay, Trevor Lawrence is Deshaun Watson. Mitch Trubisky, Sam Howell is Mitch Trubisky, and Justin Fields is Patrick Mahomes. That's how I feel like if now that's what's going to happen is those two are going to play this year. Justin Fields isn't. Sam Howell's going to get overlooked and be picked by the Bears in the top 5. And there goes Justin Fields dropping to Tampa Bay. He's going to take over for Tom Brady.
And then you got the kid from North Dakota State, too, who's shooting up the boards because they think he's the next Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a far-fetched idea. I doubt it's going to happen because Ohio State's an NFL factory, and I think Justin Fields is good as gone. But I like to keep hope these days. Something to keep me hopeful. I don't know. I could see it, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and that comes to my point. Why the thing with two. What's great thing with Wyatt – here's the guys that are leaving. I think I texted you this the other day. These are the first sure guys that are gone.
I'll pull them up.
Oh, man, we text each other so much.
It's been – the chat has been insane the past
I'm talking about, like, the first sure guys that will be getting drafted that I could name at the top of my head.
Wow, this is a – yep, oh, I got it. Justin Fields, Chris Olave, Wyatt Davis, Josh Meyer, Stayer Muntherford, Trey Sermon, Tuff Borland, Baron Browning, Pete Warner, Sean Wade. And that was it.
Yeah. Good thing to have because, yeah, those guys will be gone. Replacing Wyatt Davis and Josh Myers will probably be Harry Miller and the Hawaiian kid. A lot of people forget about the Hawaiian kid. I don't know the name. Don't know the name at the top of my head.
I forgot him too, but he's a beast. Yeah, he's a stud.
Then you would move Nicholas Petit-Frere to where Thayer Munford is and put Paris Johnson where Nicholas Petit-Frere is going to be probably most likely this year. Justin Fields, you either have Jack Miller, the kid from Pennsylvania, McLeod? And CJ Stroud.
McCord.
Yeah, those guys will be freshmen and young guys. But
And it's Enoch Vimahi.
Yeah, Enoch Vimahi. And then on the linebacker side, you're going to be – Pete Warner, it will be hard to replace. But you have Tarada Mitchell. I mean, just the list – is it Pope?
Kevon Zach Pope? Harrison, Jack Sawyer coming in.
Yeah.
The defensive line will be probably the bright spot.
Jonathan, the two guys I feel heartbreaking for, Justin Hilliard and Jonathan Cooper. Like those two guys I feel most heartbroken for because especially Justin Hilliard, the work that he put in and of course Chris Olave, you'd replace, Mookie Cooper, G. Scott, Jackson Smith-Njigba, Garrett Wilson, James Williams, Cameron Bass.
receivers are fine. Receivers and running backs, too. Running backs are going to be reloaded there. That's fine.
There's notation that Ohio State's not going to be a powerhouse. Relax. Now, not only we don't have – this could be a blessing in the disguise, too. If the rest of college football also goes down. Justin Fields will be training with the new coach. God, Urban's son-in-law. Shoot. You know who I'm talking about.
Corey Dennis.
And Ryan Day. You'll have Justin Fields working with Stroud and Miller right now. Getting them ready for next season. The team is going to be fine. Relax, Buckeye Nation. I mean, I'm sure our boy Tennessee Jeff, man, he's starting to be as calm as can be because he knows the reality. But he also is on that point with the Buckeye fans that the Buckeyes are going to be – relax.
We just have to accept it. The sooner we accept it, the less pain.
Think about it. Okay.
It sucks. It flat out sucks, but I've like – I came to grips with it. It is what it is.
And here's the thing, too. We did it already. Think about it in 2 weeks when there's 3 weeks to go to college football. And the NCAA says to the rest, we gotten over it. Buckeye Nation would have already gotten over it a little bit.
And it could be – you're right. It could be a blessing. I think we do have to trust – we have to trust Gene Smith. And Ryan Day here. Don't trust Kevin Warren. Don't trust him. Don't trust the president of the university. Just trust Gene Smith and Ryan Day. They know what they're doing. There's a reason they're not pushing for a fall season. You don't think they would – and I know I was kind of harping on them before because, Ohio State wasn't flexing their muscle. But you could see immediately there was a change of attitude within 24 hours. They know something that obviously we all don't know. You can see it kind of happening. The NCAA coming out today saying fall sports championships are canceled except football. It's going there. Colin Cowherd's calling it. There's a bunch of other sports pundits calling it. I want to see. I would trust me, and I'm not rooting against the SEC and all these conferences playing. I still want to see some college football this fall. I've accepted Ohio State isn't going to play. They're not going to win a national championship. It sucks. But the way you can see this kind of going, It's going to be very unlikely, in my opinion, that it's going to get played.
The only football we're going to see is the NFL, just because I think the NFL has submitted protocols early, and I think the NFL did a fabulous job with their protocols. I think we're going to see NFL without fans, but I also think they're going to shrink down the schedule. I think you're going to see conference only schedules. I don't think you're going to see the NFC, like the Bengals play the NFC East this year. You're not going to see that. I think they're going to knock it down to,
you think,
12 games.
I feel like if this is the perfect year for the NFL to do that 17, like, because they're expanding the season by a game this year, I believe, right? So this is the perfect season to do it, because there's no college football. You do some games on Saturdays, maybe some on Fridays.
Oh, I know they're going to do Saturday games. I mean, yeah. Think about it. Now we're, with the touch base, because there's a lot of Buckeyes in the NFL. And for me, I'm most excited because I'm a Bengals fan. I get to see Joe Burrow out there try to sling it around. By the way, I downloaded Madden on my iPhone, and I started the season with the regular rosters. I can't pass the ball unless I'm throwing three-yard dunkers because the offensive line is so bad.
Oh, my.
Reality. Because I was playing the Chargers, and I got sacked like four times. Granted, it was the Chargers. Because Melvin Ingram and Bosa. But the NFL, it would be fun. There's a lot of Buckeyes out there that, I'd be rooting for. And, especially the Bengals Buckeyes. And Von Bell, who's, basically, led the league in forced fumbles. He's now a Bengal. So it's going to be fun. I mean, I know you're Broncos. You're going to be excited to see Heuerman and
he got cut. But they got Vanette now, so give and take.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too. I know there's some big names in the NFL that opted out, but there may be like one or two. But most of the guys who opted out in the NFL were going to get cut anyways.
Yeah, for the most part. I feel bad. I feel really bad, though, for our boys, Ben Victor and like Austin Mack, like guys like that who are, they really needed the summer and everything and the preseason games, and they're getting really kind of they're getting the short end of the stick there. I that stinks.
I hope they smell what The Rock is cooking, because The Rock bought the XFL.
I would love to see that.
Okay. College football canceled right now. Okay. Say if college football canceled, Dwayne Rock Johnson says, I want to start XFL up again, but I want to use collegiate athletes who are eligible for the NFL draft that may only have grades that are undrafted grades. So CJ Saunders, Justin Hilliard, who's some others on the high? Jonathan Cooper.
He'd have to get on that quick, though, if he wanted to do it for the fall or.
Well, I meant no, not for the fall, for the spring. For collegiate athletes who don't have a draft, like Jonathan Cooper may have top fifth, but Hilliard, he ain't going to get drafted. CJ Saunders won't get drafted.
Maybe by the Patriots. Bill's taking him in the fourth round. If you haven't watched
Nate Ebner, sixth round draft pick. Three-time Super Bowl champion, Ohio State Buckeye, rugby player.
But all right, here's my question, Cass. Other than the fact that it's the XFL and you get paid, why wouldn't Cooper and some of these guys just play in the spring for Ohio State then? Just finish it out.
If there's spring ball. Now, if there's not spring ball, go to the XFL.
True. That's a great point.
So, I mean, this notation. So, the next question is, is basketball in jeopardy? I think college basketball can end up bubbling. Think about it. Most athletes take online courses. I don't care what anybody says. Most athletes take on online courses. Take each conference, put them in a bubble, okay? For instance, the Big Ten can go to Indy or Chicago. The Big East can go to New York. The ACC can go to Charlotte. The SEC can go to Atlanta. The Pac-12 could go to L.A., the Mountain West, Las Vegas. Basketball do what the NBA is doing and put them in a bubble. Make them take their online courses.
I don't see an issue to that.
I mean,
it would have to be conference only, and that.
Yeah.
The problem is when it gets near the NCAA tournament, that's going to be the tricky part. In the selection Sunday and all that, and just like figuring out of conference games.
But okay.
They have time. They've out of any conference, out of any sport, NCAA basketball literally has no excuse when it comes to that. They're still going to mess it up. I guarantee they will mess it up, but they have literally had a year at this.
Here's what you could do then. Okay, you bubble for the conference, and then you take. And this is how you do it. Maybe not do a 64-team
tournament. Oh, yeah. No, I got tournaments. You know how they do, like, the Battle for Atlantis or whatever?
Yeah.
Do that, but just for the non-conference games. And then you bubble for the Big Ten.
And yeah, what you do is you do those stupid tournaments, take a two-week break, you go bubble for a week, start conference play, and then – The top four in your conference are guaranteed to get in. Because think about it, there's a lot of conferences out there. Mm-hmm. The top four conferences, you're guaranteed to get in. And then maybe the five and six best teams do a play-in. And that's how you can get your teams in.
And then they just bubble for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. What you do is you do a two-week break in between. You do the preseason. Non-conference bubble, take a 2 week off, do your conference, take 3 weeks because, you know, you could figure out the – take 3 weeks off and then, boom, right in the NCAA tournament.
I like it. And then it's going to be hilarious. It would be hilarious if, like, when the NCAA tournament, like, when you get knocked out, you get kicked out of the bubble. Like,
and the Final Four be in Orlando because they know how to do it.
Yeah, that's actually – And Orlando, actually, too, I'll give Orlando all the props. They're the reason we have sports right now. Literally, the
MLS. Toronto. Here's what pisses me off about Toronto. I know we've gone off topic about the Buckeyes, but Toronto, I'm a baseball fan. You're a baseball fan. The Blue Jays can't play their home games in Toronto, but they can have a damn NHL bubble in Toronto.
I kneel for the Canadian national anthem when they play it. I protest it, dude. All right. Side note. When they were playing the Blue Jackets, I was literally kneeling and disrespecting the national anthem because I'm just like, no, like, can't do it, man. Like, screw Toronto. Like, how is it fair that Toronto, the Blue Jacket, once again, Columbus gets screwed, but luckily they win. But how does the team from Columbus play the team from Toronto when they're literally bubbled in Toronto? That is not fair. That is literally a home court advantage, even if there's no fans. That's literally your home ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's funny that both NHL teams that hosted, gone. Good. I mean, it's been a frustrating year. I mean, obviously for a Bunch of Nuts podcast, Big Sports Bulletin. I mean, think about this, guys. Big Sports Bulletin was on the rise. Let me tell you this. We had the Division III NCAA Final Four in Capitol. We had the Columbus Clippers, the Columbus Crew, the tail end of the Blue Jackets. We had every OHSAA Final Four. I mean, we were on the rise. Within a week, we had none of it.
It's just COVID. It's just and it's to put it in perspective. I feel like we have other than like obviously okay. Obviously, it sucks. Sports and everything is gone. Sports got nuked. We lost a lot. But obviously, when you put it all in perspective, people have lost a lot more. So they've lost jobs. People have died. obviously, we're just talking, like, we're salty as sports fans. Obviously, we understand there's a bigger picture.
And
the whole situation's terrible. But you just have to understand, if you're listening, like, this is just, like, we are just frustrated as sports fans. And it's just disheartening, because it's just, like, sports isn't the reason why COVID is transmitting. A guy tackling a guy without COVID, tackling a guy without COVID in a full body of with gloves, with a helmet. Like, there's really no contact other than there's no skin-to-skin contact. There really isn't in football. It's usually like glove to glove, helmet, shoulder pad to helmet, something like that. The fact that, like, there's suddenly the experts say, oh, it can transmit the disease. Well, if no one has the disease, you're testing properly, what's the issue here? What? I don't get it.
I mean, and Ohio State had protocol too. If a player tested positive, they were out for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's how come the NHL can do it correctly? How come the MLS can do it correctly? The MLS did it fine.
And
the
NBA. MLS,
yeah, the NBA too. The NBA, like, all these leagues can do it fine.
Baseball's doing it. Is doing pretty good, other than the Cardinals, Marlins, and Plasco and Clevenger. I mean, just players being human. But, like, I was telling my wife, and I was telling some of my buddies, I was like, look, football players have all this padding and gear just like hockey players. You're more likely to get COVID playing basketball or soccer than you are playing hockey or football.
And also, the big thing about COVID is, from my understanding, is it's like it's indoor spaces. It's if you're inside like a common area, like that would be like a basketball arena, a hockey arena. Football, for the most part, is with some few exceptions, but for the most part, college football stadiums are outside. Unless you're playing in North Dakota in the Fargo Dome or Syracuse in the Carrier Dome, you're going to be outside. So there's good air circulation.
Yeah, I mean, the only time that you see the Buckeyes playing in a dome is if they're in the Sugar Bowl or in the Peach Bowl.
Or in Indianapolis. Like, oh, yeah. Michigan, they'd never have to worry about COVID in that case.
Speaking of Michigan, I forget who tweeted this out, and I'd be so down for this. Doug Lesimers, I think that's his name. How you say?
Yeah, the Ohio State guy, Doug Lemassiers. Or
given the reaction of the Michigan and that team up north and Ohio State players and coaches, it feels like we're creeping toward a Harbaugh and Day having their guys meet on a high school football field in Toledo. Scratch that, put it in the glass bowl in Toledo.
I would be so for it.
And the winner keeps Toledo.
Fine. I honestly might even try to lose that one. Just kidding.
I mean,
Toledo. I can. Toledo is not part of Ohio to me. I just it's not. It just I look at Ohio. I'm like, okay. And I see Toledo. I'm like, it's like. Toledo's its own little thing. I don't know.
So I've been asked a lot with this football season. Now there won't be football season. Some of my listeners that, you know, I'm close with that I work with that don't have time to tweet and get on Facebook as much, you know, just because of our work schedule, asked me, what are you guys going to do with the podcast? And while this time I was like, well, I hate to see us go on another long break. And the guy came up to me and I think Dan should put this on. I think Dan should put this on a Twitter for our, you know, our major following and see what they feel. But I think we should wait a week or so until everybody calms down, but maybe our episodes go back. Yeah. We'll get some guests again.
Mm-hmm. I think the guest is we're definitely going to try to do more of those just because there's going to be nothing else to talk about. It's
right.
We were supposed to be talking, previewing the season at this point. Right. And now it's just back to square one.
And a guy came to me. He said, if you don't have a guest, the week, for instance, look on the Saturday, the day of the Saturday, and basically he's like, if you don't have a guest that week of your recording, look up a random Ohio State game that played on that date and just talk about it. I was like, ooh, that's not a bad idea.
That's a pretty good one.
And, you know, I got to thinking, and of course, during this pandemic, I've been watching a lot of old Ohio State games, and I sent you one the other day that nobody ever talks about it, and it was such a decent game, too, was the 96 Notre Dame game, like, because all the hype was from 95.
Yeah.
And it was pretty decent game. I do like that notation, and I do like that idea. It'd be great, I mean – sit and talk for a half hour about a random game that happened on September 3rd, you know.
I agree with that. I think we got to do that. We're going to do some guests still. I think we should do an episode where we just go to, like, the campground and we just record for, like, we just drink. We just do stupid stuff, and we just record for 2 hours. And it's really not even about Ohio State. It's just we're going to talk about whatever that episode. I think we should do something like that. Maybe a road trip. I don't know. Just something. We're going to do something else because there's nothing else to talk about, and we hate to be so inconsistent with you guys. We try to be consistent, but it's so impossible to be consistent with this because – We were literally getting ready last week to talk about the Big Ten schedule, and then this happens. And the week before we were getting ready to talk about the Big Ten schedule, we were getting ready to talk about the regular season schedule with Oregon and all these and Bowling Green and Buffalo and all these teams, and it just kept changing. And it's how are we gonna like we cannot like we need to be able to do a show when we know like. We'd like to do our homework and like be prepared. Yeah. We don't want to come on here and just ramble and talk about random stuff. Cause no one enjoys that.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. And the thing is we even, you know, talk about like, we can even come on and talk about, like random, you know, superstars that, you know, forgotten stars, like forgotten all, you know, forgotten players that did big things, like, you know, like a Luke Fickell and when he played for Ohio State and like a Michael Thomas, you know, I mean, he's not really forgotten because what he's doing in the NFL, but you know what I mean? Like forgotten guys, like
a forgotten 99 overall in Madden.
I mean, just like for, you know, guys who made a big impact on their team, but weren't the big name player, you know, type of thing. Like, last year, you know, big name, you know, like a Josh Myers last year, you know, he was a perfect example. Like, so, I mean, just there's things we could talk about. It's just, we're so pissed off right now that,
and I'm sure everyone else is pissed off. I think anyone who's listening, and you have a right to be angry. You have a right. And I want to just talk about how we almost did a protest, but we did not. Our buddy Tennessee Jeff, he was rallying the troops. We were gonna be there. We were gonna, you know, tweet out some stuff, get the rally going. But like we were kind of alluding to before, Tennessee Jeff is calm. Tennessee Jeff has accepted this. So if he's accepted, and he's the craziest guy, craziest Buckeye fan we know, he's a two-time.
God forbid he broke into the big house. He broke into the shoe a few times, and he snuck into Shelly Meyer's spin class. I mean,
that's what he's been doing. He's been working out, going to spin class for Shelly Meyer, and the fact that he is now calm. He was ready to send the protest. I mean, I think we were going to have, you thought the Urban Meyer protest, there's a lot of people. I think we would have had probably close to 1,000 to 2,000 people at least.
Absolutely. You know, I talked to him, you know, personally. Maybe we'll get Tennessee Jeff on. I mean, you know, just in a few weeks when he's calmed down and see how he's doing. And but it's going to be a weird fall for sure. And
I don't know what to do. I'm not apple picking every freaking weekend.
I don't want to go to the pumpkin patch every weekend.
I got it.
We all have – I have 6 custom jerseys up there. We can create our own Ohio State game. I got the jerseys. I got a Malik. Oh. I got a Justin Fields. I've got a Michael Thomas. I got a Zeke. I got a JT Barrett. I got a Bosa.
We're
a Haskins.
We're going to sneak into the shoe, get a team, get 11v11, and just put on the jerseys.
And play flag football.
And we might have to get a DH gate order on, but we'll get something going.
Get a big flag football game going on.
Which, shout out to the Big Ten, too. You guys make no sense. Speaking of flag football, we cannot play college football in the Big Ten, but intramural football, baby. That's still on. Like, as a former intramural god, because I was back in the day, I was just an absolute stud. Nah, I was pretty mediocre, but just the fact that they are having intramural football, where there's gonna be no protocols. No one's gonna get tested. No, you're not wiping down the flags. Like, I literally gave a kid a concussion one time in flag football. And, I literally committed targeting in a flag football game, and the ref didn't even care. So you're telling me they're going to care about, like COVID? No, they're not. It's flag football. And, that's a disaster. Kevin Warren, shame on you, man. Kick rocks. I don't know. Just incompetent.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, going through Facebook and Twitter, seeing if I see any news, regarding anything. By the way, on a good note, before we end this, that team up north will have its first undefeated season since 1947.
But they still didn't beat Ohio State.
Exactly. it's fun. It's fun, but also it's also great to see when your big time rival is on the same page as you guys. And it's
like,
I don't know.
Call me weird. I don't know. But I was getting pretty, I don't know if I was emotional or hyped when I was reading Jim Harbaugh's statement. I was just like, I was pulling for Jim Harbaugh. He didn't write it. But I feel like I felt it. I was like, you know what? Like, this is a beautiful moment. Like, the two enemies are coming together to just collectively say, "Fuck you, Kevin Warren." Like, it was beautiful.
Yeah, I mean,
shout out Nebraska. I honestly think Gene Smith and them, they were like, all right, someone's got to just test this. And they were like, Nebraska, you do it. You see.
You knew it couldn't be Rucker.
No. They were like, all right, we need someone with somewhat of a pedigree, but someone who's expendable.
And Penn State probably tucked their tails.
Yeah. And they're like, Nebraska, you guys, we need you. Just threaten to leave the conference to do something. Let's see how this plays out. And then it backfired. That's my theory on how it all happened.
Now, with all this backfiring and stuff, how long do you think Kevin Warren keeps his job before he resigns?
He's built for this. He is built for this, because if there's one thing I know about NCAA administrators and all this, the more you do a bad job, the better you're – he's going to be there at least 20 years.
Jim Delaney, do you think he canceled football?
No, probably not.
Jim Delaney had balls.
Some, not a ton, but
he had some.
He had some. Not let's.
So, Big Ten's gone. Pac-12's gone.
Mac's gone.
The Mac's gone. I love how the Mac started all this.
Yeah.
No, the Ivy League once again starts all this crap.
The Ivy League can suck it. I'm sorry. I'm sick of their crap. Like, I don't care that you go to Harvard. I don't care you have all these statistics and all this stuff. You're all nerds. I don't care what your opinion states.
Only one thing came good out of Harvard, and that's Fitzmagic. Pretty much.
I guess.
I mean, I look at it this way. When will the NCAA basically force the hand of the other conferences?
What day is it? It's August 13th. I'm looking at my calendar. Okay. I am going to say, I have a feeling.
Labor Day.
No, it's going to be before that. I'm going to say at latest next Friday. I think they're going to do a Friday news dump because that's how these things work. They release it at like
5 o'clock.
Yeah, like 4:55 to give the press 5 minutes to shoot in an email. And I'm like, oh, five, we're clock out. We'll see you Monday. And they let the whole thing try to blow over all on the weekend. So I'm saying I honestly wouldn't be shocked if it happened tomorrow on the 14th, but I'll give it till the 21st.
Yeah, I give it around that time too. And I also, you know, it's going to be down that time, and it's going to be interesting to see. As much as I hate Colin Cowherd because his take on Joe Burrow has been totally wrong so far, they're going to cancel the whole season, and I don't think there's going to be spring ball. I really don't. Because I don't think the NFL is going to want to give up their draft, especially if things are back to normal by spring, by draft time.
Yeah. Yeah. And the NFL, I don't want to get mad at the NFL, but I'm going to get mad when somehow by miraculously Ohio State does play in the spring and the NFL is going to be like, oh, well, actually we're going to push the draft up to April. Or something.
April
like
3rd.
like, come on, NFL. You can't push the draft back to like July.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think things will be slightly back to normal by February, March. Got to have a vaccine by then.
Russia has one.
Yeah, he tried them on his own daughters.
That, talk about the plot twist of 2020. The fact that Russia found a vaccine for COVID, like just
think didn't we give a trial run to 30,000 people and paid them?
Probably
like 3 weeks ago.
It's probably why we had a spike in COVID deaths.
We haven't had a spike in COVID deaths.
Probably whenever there was a spike, it was because of that, I bet.
What kills me every morning is when they come out and say, oh, Ohio has such and such thousands of cases, blah, blah, blah. But only 22,000 people currently have it. That's it? Only 22,000? Like, out of 11 million people that are in the state of Ohio?
But what bugs me too is like, I feel like the whole thing that kind of started this too was like DeWine. DeWine got tested positive, then didn't test positive,
and then didn't test positive again,
and then we don't have football. Like it's like, come on.
Here's the, you want to talk about crappy leadership? The Columbus City League. Coaches found out through media and Twitter before the league called them.
That's ridiculous. And It's like the Big Ten.
I texted the coach today. The news was broke about 10:15. I texted the coach at 10:30 or something around there. And I said, sorry, man. You know, I was really hoping to see you guys play this year. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, oh. And I didn't say anything. And because I had to go back to work, come back from 1 o'clock, I had lunch. And the coach said, this is ridiculous. This is not the way, you know, these kids deserve to play. The fact that he found out from me, and I felt horrible about it because I thought, hey, if it broke NBC4, the coaches already know.
Yeah, that's a shame. It's, and I feel that like, all right, I guess another segue, and this, I guess this kind of relates to college too. If the kids, like just think about the kids, and I know obviously, yeah, I'm annoyed because I don't get any fall entertainment. Obviously I'm annoyed because of that. I'm selfish. I want to watch the guys play. But, like, also think of it as, like, you're a high schooler or a college athlete. Like, you spent all this time. You were told that you were going to play. You do this right. You do this right. You're going to play. Well, to turn around at the 11th hour and to drop that bomb on everyone, it's just so wrong. It's so wrong. And you can't just come up with this new stuff saying, oh, there's a heart defect thing. Like where are you getting this information from? You're just dropping this out of nowhere to fit your agenda. And, like, Cash has shown me a picture of Jim Harbaugh saying 2020 national champs. I'm done. I don't even care.
You know what we ought to do, and I'm grateful that I found this group on Facebook group, is NCAA 14 Facebook group has been outstanding, because you have a bunch of guys who were furloughed and had no job at the time, and they're just playing straight up NCAA football. There's this guy that I follow, and his name's TJ Hendrickson. He's a big Kentucky Wildcats fan. He created me on NCAA 14, and now I'm sacks leader at Florida International History. 10 sacks in one season.
You love to see it.
A defensive tackle.
Oh, and my God.
My head coach is named Jim Bob McGruger, I think it is.
Jim Bob.
Oh, I got to look this up. And he's got a Twitter account too.
I forgot to tell you. So when speaking of NCAA, I'm such a degenerate. In March, when the NCAA tournament got canceled, my buddy set up a March Madness like pool, and they had it on Twitch where it was simulating using the NCAA like basketball game, like the last one, mm-hmm. And I just picked Ohio State to win it all. I didn't look at the bracket seeding. They won the first game, but the second game they lost to Akron, and they lost to the guy who used to play at Lancaster.
Brett McKnight.
He was in the game, and I was so mad. I'm like, how'd they lose to Akron? And I look at the stats, and Brett McKnight, Columbus Condor, literally cost me $5. So thank you, Brett. You're God apparently in NCAA. So good for you, man.
I mean, I'm trying to find this guy's he has a Twitter handle for this coach. And I mean, people follow him. He's the Florida International coach. His name's Jim Bob something. And I currently hold a season sack record. It's pretty cool. He's got to have more. A lot of people are in this group, and it's pretty cool. Like, I like it. Maybe I don't.
We'll get you to straight. Do you? We'll get you to stream some Ohio State ones.
I have the game, but it's so it lags and stuff. Kirk Barton on YouTube did a whole season of it.
No, dude, we should. I figured out what we're gonna do on Saturdays. We're gonna go to your place. We're going to dress up. We're going to dress up in the coach's gear and stuff. And you're just going to play whoever.
We got the headsets.
Yeah, you're just going to play whoever Ohio State was supposed to play that day just for this season. So we're going to just upload the 2020 rosters.
Which I already did.
We're going to keep the same schedule. So, like, we're
going to – Bowling Green.
Yeah, we're not doing the modified Big Ten schedule. We're doing the real.
But it automatically does the schedule for you, but in the dynasty. So we'd have to do it like every week. We'll play a different one. Like the other day, I played Clemson in the Orange Bowl, but just because that's where the national championship game would be. So, and we'll even play it out like who we think. Like we should do it like, oh, week one we got Ohio State, Bowling Green, and then go through the schedule. And then even playing the Big Ten championship, like, oh, we're going to play. This is before Rashad Bateman and all them guys opted out. Oh, we're going to play Minnesota in the Big Ten title game. And then and play the Final Four. But like, oh, where's one of the Final Four games at this year? The Peach Bowl or something like that. Oh, we're going to play Bama in the Peach Bowl?
We should drive to the actual site and then just sit in a hotel and then set up the game.
Oh man.
Road trip to the that would be ridiculous.
Road trip. And we could probably get Tennessee Jeff on board with this. I mean, if you could remember the old PS2 PlayStation games, you could create a fan. I wish I could find one, the NCAA, where you could create a fan. I would create Tennessee Jeff. So, but anyways, I mean, I know we've been just rambling because what else we got to do?
It's just, we're frustrated. It's hot out here. I've been in South Carolina for 2 weeks and it is hot. It is humid. It is hot.
And by the way, Tennessee Jeff said that if he caught any Buckeye fan rooting for another team this season, He will take their Buckeye card away. And I was going to root for – you know, I was going to pull for Oklahoma this year. I ain't going to pull for no one because I don't want my Buckeye card to be taken away by Tennessee Jeff.
Well, all right. I think – all right, I'm not going to – because I threatened it. I said I was going to root for the South Carolina Gamecocks. I'm not going to do that. But I think I have a team – I think I found a good team, actually. And I think he would approve of it. Because the Fun Belt is still playing. The Sun Belt's still playing. So, like, let's just root for Appalachian State.
Yeah.
That's a fair team. I think Ohio State fans, you can definitely root for Appalachian.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah, to an extent, Cincinnati. I'm going to cheer for Appalachian State, though, just because all they've done for us.
Appalachian State. Yes. So, all right, man. Well.
Yeah. That does it for a very just salty, angry,
rambling,
incoherent episode of the Bunch of Nuts podcast.
And now everybody is a bit dumber for listening to this.
We thank you. We apologize for Kevin Warren. But until further ado, go Bucks.
Hang in there, everybody.
And stay nutty.